Welcome to Feathercast. I'm Rich Bowen, and I'm speaking with Anatole Tresh. Thank you so much for making time to speak with me. You're going to be speaking at ApacheCon in about a month about Apache Tamaya. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
For those people who are not familiar with it, what is Apache Tamaya?
Let's start with a parallelism. When you look at logging, you have logging. That's a cross-cutting concern you have in every system. And basically, when you look, configuration is another cross-cutting concern. I would say even more important, that is also that does not have some unique or unified API to access and to do configuration stuff. And that's exactly where Apache Tamaya tries to help. It was the outcome or the result of the discussions we also had 2.5 or 3 years ago about the Java EE configuration JSR, which I on site on Credit Suisse was the one that was discussing at that time with Oracle to get that up and running. And due to different reasons, it failed finally. And what we said together, we means I, David Blevins, and a few other guys, just to say, don't let die that kind of initiative. Let's do it on Apache and drive it forward, that at the end we may have the chance again to get a standard in Java for configuration. And especially where I think it's especially important is because when you have different modules in a system and they are logging differently, as an example, you have the possibility to route everything to one logging system at the end. But with configuration, when you have different modules that are configured or using different configuration files, systems, whatever, the assembly of these components gets much more difficult. Even as a second example, when you have a unified API, you can exchange the backends that provide configuration. So you can write a module, a product, an application, whatever, and you write it against one API, and you can exchange the mechanisms that are playing in the back that are effectively providing the configuration into the system at runtime. And this works perfectly, matches perfectly what we have with when you think of monoliths, modules, as well as microservices, because you have basically exactly that kind of problem there as well. And when you look at Apache or a big foundation or even a company, it would be also very helpful when you have one way to do configuration and then you have to learn also only one API for everything.
In your talk at ApacheCon, will you be speaking to beginners or who should attend your talk?
You don't have to be very advanced, because I will try to explain the basic problem. I will go into the basic API stuff. I will especially do a small showcase with some small, Droplets or something based services. But effectively, it's the same if you write something using Droplets or something else, another library, or you are in a big application. So because the essence is the same, I will also start with simple property files. I will probably include some YAML just to show that that's possible as well. But definitely, I will not go into the deep details building up a complex configuration system for 1,000 people enterprise company or something like that. So I will stay at the basics, but show also the mechanisms that are built in Tamaya and hopefully get people on board to see that on the API it's quite simple, but in the back with the SPI you can do quite difficult and advanced things with it.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Yeah, thank you.
ApacheCon will be held in about a month in Vancouver. You can register today at apachecon.com.